We're holding Daf Krisis Daf Chafav Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Chaf Zayin. We're starting for the Mishnah around 12 lines up for the bottom of the page. Hamafrish Beis Lam L'Hashem. So Lach is, the Pasuk tells us that a person needs to set aside for an Hashem, he needs to spend the Erkecha Kesef Shkolim. We learn out Erkecha Kesef Shkolim, plural, you need to spend two Shkolim, two slime on an Hashem. Two slime on an Hashem. So he set aside the two slime, the Lachach Beb Shte'elim, and he brought from the two slum, instead of buying one aisle for an ashem, which is supposed to be worth one aisle worth two slum. By the way, each cell is worth four zuz, very important for the numbers of the Mishnah. Each cell is worth four zuz. So instead of buying one, he bought two. Now we'll see in the Gemara, what's the pshat that he got two? Did he buy two that were only worth one cell at each in actuality, which is cheaper than what it's supposed to be worth? Or did he get a discount? We'll see. The Gemara will address that idea. But the Mishnah really touches on it already. He bought two for Elam L'Hashem. The halacha is like this. As long as any one of them is worth two slum, which would essentially mean he got a discount or went up in value, if any one of them is worth two slum, he brings that for his asham. Vasheni, the second one is superfluous, it's extra. You let it get a mum, and you use the redeem it, and the money goes to the nidvasibur, like a classic meiser asham, an extra asham, the money goes for nidvasibur, for ketz mezbeach, as an eilos sibur. Okay. That's all a simple case where he set aside two slum, and he used the money to buy two eilim, and he already has enough from one aisle. So the second one's extra, fine. Now it gets a little more exciting. Case number two. Lakach bem shnei eilim l'chulin. He bought two eilim for supper. He bought two eilim to use to eat, to make a barbecue. So he was over on me'ila. He bought it for chulin purposes. He used money that was mufresh for a carbon, and he used it for his own personal use. He was male. Okay. Echad, now, by the way, if someone's male, what is he chayev? He's chayev Karen, the base of what he's male, so two slum. A chayimish, he has to add a fifth, which, by the way, fifth means a fifth of the total. So eight zuz becomes ten zuz. It's a fifth of the final number. Eight zuz, four zuz becomes five zuz. Eight zuz becomes ten zuz. And he's also chayev ashem. So now this fellow's obligated to bring two ashamis. Okay. So look up Shalem, Lechulin. They had a mind to bring them both for chulin. Echad yafa beis slum. Let's say one of these animals were worth two slum, which is the value of a regular asham, v'echad yafa asara zuz, and the other one was worth more, is actually worth 10 zuz. So you know what he does? Hayafa shtei slum yikavel ashamai. The one who's worth two slum, he uses it for his asham, v'asheni l'milasai. And the one that's worth 10 is used for his me'ila. So what exactly does that mean? So I'm going to go a little out of order over here and go cut to the chase, because the Mara is going to ultimately describe what this means. But we're going to say that what it means is the first one that he uses, the one that's worth two slum, he uses for his asham me'ilas. That's what I'm getting from Rashi. And the second one that's worth 10 zuz, you know what he does? So you remember, he had designated money for an asham. He misappropriated that money and used it to buy an aisle of chulin. But now, so what does he have to pay back? The asham has to be worth two slum, eight zuz. This second animal is taka worth 10 zuz. It's perfect. He can replace the karen, the chaimish, of the first asham that he stole, that he misappropriated, and use the second one that's worth 10 zuz to be the karen and the chaimish. So, asheni l'milasai, the second one is for his me'ila, meaning it takes the place of the one that he was male. And we're calling it, at this point, the taich of milasa means, the Gemara is ultimately saying, it means l'gzeilasa, for his gzeila. The one he stole, it takes the place of the one he stole. The chiddush over here is that it also works as an asham. Okay. Echad l'asham, echad l'chulin. In the third case, the final case of Mishnah, what if he had, again, two slum, he bought two animals with it, and one he said is an asham, which is a good boy, he's supposed to, and the second one made chulin, that's mila. So first of all, if the first one they made an asham is worth two slum, yikav asham, use it for his asham. This context, rashi, asham means his real asham, the original asham. He set aside money for an asham. He designated one for an asham. He wasn't ever chulin on any on this one at all, and therefore he wasn't ever mila, and therefore it works as his asham. He was chayv an asham. He set aside his asham. It works for his classic asham, but he still has another one that he was mailin, which is worth another selah, which is for his zuz. So what does he do? Vasheni l'milase. The second one he'll use for his me'ila. In this context, it's going to mean for his carbon me'ila. He could use it to again, it became chulin. When he's male, it now becomes chulin. Now that's chulin. He can use it for whatever he wants. So he's using it to bring as carbon me'ila. And he still has to be on top of that. V'yavi ima sela v'chumsha. He has to be on top of that. He has to pay back the money of the me'ila. The money of the me'ila is the sela, and the chumsh is the money of the me'ila. So that's the money that's being over and above the carbon. The Mara is being medayek that the me'ilase over here in the second lashon of the Mishnah, the safety of the Mishnah means the Karba Mila. And the Mila saying in the first part of the Mishnah means the Gzeilus Mila. We'll see the Mar's going to really address this right away. One other point that's important is the Mishnah says, in this last case, if the Ashim is worth two slime, you bring it for his Ashim, that original Ashim is Mechayiv. And the second one, the Milasai, so the first point out that even though the Mishnah is speaking out, it's obvious, we have to be talking about a case where the second one was also worth two slum. Every Ashim has to be worth two slum. If it's not worth two slum, you can't bring it for Ashim. So the Mishnah didn't elaborate, but we're talking about a case, of course, where the Ashim as well, the Shani as well, the Milasai, was also worth two slum. Okay. Zakti Gemara. So, my Milasai, Tiktani Resha, Vasheni, Lemilase. When it says in the Resha, we're calling the middle case the Mishnah, the Resha. In the middle case, the Mishnah says, Sheni Lemilase, the second animal which is worth 10 zuz, is for his Me'ilah. What does it mean for his Me'ilah? What does it mean? Ilay Ma'il Hashem. If you think it means for the Asham Me'ilahs, he's using it for the Asham Me'ilahs. Remember the Chemish Pahadi Ayat Gmaisle. Which, that would mean that you're adding a Chemish to the Asham Me'ilahs. When you add a Chemish, when a person's a male, he's got to bring a carbon mila, and separately he's got to pay back the money plus a fifth on top of the money. You don't pay back a fifth on top of the carbon. If you tell me you use the 10 ziz carbon for the Asham Me'ilahs, you're adding the fifth onto the Ashamilas. That's not how it works. V'chziv v'esa shechatim nakaydish shalom es chamishas yosef alav. You add to the monetary payment a fifth, not to the Ashamilas. Alma b'hadi gzeilik maisla. You add the fifth to the gzeila. Question one. Question two. V'aid. Tani seif. Look at the next case of the Mishnah. The final case of the Mishnah. Echol Ashim echol chulin. If he brought two animals, and one was brought lechulin, and one which was mila, one was set aside for an Ashim. In v'yeshal Ashim yafesh tei slaim. The Ashim, if the Ashim was worth two slaim, perfect. Yikav Ashamai, use it for his Ashim. V'ashenu l'asai. The second one should be used for his meila. That's for karba mila. But look what it says in the next words. V'yav ima salvachumsha. And on top of that, you bring the sela to pay back the Karen, and a Chemish to pay back the Chemish on the Mila. Clearly you see the Chemish is on the money, the Gzela, not on the animal. Alma Chemish by the Gzela, I see, not on the Karba Mila. The Chemish comes with the Gzela, with the monetary misappropriation, the money part. Ella, my Mila, says the Marso, Ibizai, what does Mila say mean in the first part of the Mishnah? This Ani, the Mishnah, the Gemara elaborates. It's Ani Mehekdesh, Mishnei Slayim, Tafreshinun, Lashem. He had enough from Hekdesh, two slum, that he had set aside for Hekdesh to buy one Ashim. He had enough, and he bought two animals, Lakhbab Shtei and the Chulin. He bought two animals of Chulin with that money. So he was male on both of the slum. So, Diyafa Shtei slum, the animal now that he bought that's worth two slum, Markav Le Ayal Ashim, he brings that as Ayal Ashim that he could bring for his Me'ila, in this case. Ironically enough, he's bringing this, as we spoke of Rashi, in this first case, or this middle case, he's bringing the first Ayal for his Ashim Ilas. The Yafa Sar Zuz, the one that's worth 10 Zuz, Yaev Le Lamaidis Anim Hekdesh. He can use that to pay back what he's male from Hekdesh. That's taking the place of what he benefited. He benefited 8 Zuz. He's giving back 8 Zuz plus 2, 10 Zuz. If he has an asset that went up in value, he's giving back 10 Zuz to Hekdesh. And over here, by the way, very important detail, as opposed to the other case, the Mishnah, over here, it went up in value in his Rishus. It was Chulin. It was Chulin that went up in value. It wasn't Hekdesh. So now he can give it back as payment. And what does Mila mean? Mila means Gzela. Mila means Gzela. So according to this, the word Mila in the first part, in the middle part of the Mishnah means Gzela. We're right at the bottom of the page, two lines at the bottom of the page. So Gzela, Milasai, in the middle case of the Mishnah, we're calling it the Resha, is his Milasai means is Gzela, that which he stole, the monetary owing. But my kid, the Milasai, the Resha, says Gemara, if you tell me the Milasai, the Resha means Gzela, aim a safe, let's go to the last case of the Mishnah. If you use the money to buy two animals, Echel Hashem, that's good. Vechel Chulin, no good. One for Hashem, one for Chulin. Ima Yeshel, Hashem Yafesh Tei Slayim. He said, if the Hashem was worth, the money he bought for Hashem was worth two slayim, Yekel Hashem, he should use that for his Hashem, the original Hashem, that is Mechiv to bring in the first place, use this for that. Not for Hashem Milos, use it for the original one. Vasheni, the second one that became Chulin, if it's worth two slayim, we spoke out, then use that for the Me'ilah, Hashem Milos. The Yavi, and pay above that, Ima, Sela V'chumash, you have to also add a payment of a sell and a chumisha to pay back the gazel. But the word me'ila over there, sheni lemila, the Mishnah's words were lemilasai, am lemilasai ayal Hashem. So in the safe of the Mishnah, the word milasai means the ayal Hashem, the carbon Hashem he's bringing from his me'ila, the carbon me'ila, and the reisha, karle lemilasai gzela. The reisha is calling the me'ila the gzela, Merp says on top of the amit, chavzayin amalv, sefer karle lemilasai. Sefer calls the milasai ayal Hashem. The ayal Hashem is called the me'ila. It's clear the Gemara is bothered by the inconsistency. Says the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara doesn't say an answer that you're making a mistake. You're talking right. In the Resha, Milasa means Gzela. And the Seifa Milasa means Karb Mila. And the Gemara explains, Resha Dave Ayel, to Zavan Karen B'chumshai. In the Resha, where he had an Ayel that was worth the value of the Karen of the Chaimish, So karlim las gzela. The meila site, we're calling his meila the gzela because it's the gzela is being paid back with his animal, with his milasa, because it's trying to show you that you're using this animal to pay back the full amount plus the fifth. Save for the levi ayal dezava and keren chaimish, and the save for where it's not worth the keren chaimish, so you're not able to pay back your keren chaimish with it. Karele ayal asham milasai, the ayal asham, the ayal is bringing for his asham milas, that's called milasai, and he has to bring a separate top of that. If you have ima, salva chumsha, he has to bring back a salva chumsha to pay back for the money that's owing. Okay. Player Menashe, Menashe asks an interesting question, and really the question is going to open us up into more of the topic of this amud. Interesting case. Rashi has a few pshatim exactly what the case is, but the basic idea of Rashi is that a person designates two slaim. He designates two slaim for his ayil, for his asham. He has a chayv and asham, designates two slaim. We know if he's mile in that two slaim, that was our mission, he's mile in two slaim, he's got to pay back the two slaim, but also he has to add a chaymish. So the two slaim are still in existence, let's say. He gives it right back, and that's one of the cases they explain in Rashi. It's still in existence. He gives that back to Hekdesh, that's fine. But he has to add a chaymish. What if he did it enough times that the chaymish is, he did it four times, that's actually the right amount, because a chaymish, we say, is really 25%. He adds a chaymish four times, and now he has enough money to buy a new carbon. Can he use the four chaymishes and buy an asham with it? He owes Hekdesh four chaymishes. Can he use the money together and buy a carb with it? What's the tzustadim of the shayla? Says the Gemara, if we say a person can be mischaper with shvach hekdesh, this is going to be the key topic. A person can get a kapara with value that came via hekdesh, which we'll explain. For gas example is, a guy who is makdish, an animal, was only worth one sella. He cannot bring an ashram worth one sella. The animal went up in value by itself, so that hekdesh became more valuable. So, is he allowed to use that as kapara? He was obligated to pledge two slum. He pledged one slum and went up in value. Could he do that? If you hold he could do that, mission to Tarech, maybe it's because he helped create that value. But over here, where he didn't create the value, over here where it was an accumulation of a bunch of these chaymishes, he didn't really create the value. Maybe it's not considered that he can bring an asham through, it's really hektish's money, not his. Or no? Even if you say that a person cannot get a kapara with that which grew in value in Hekdesh's domain, Mishin Le'afreshe, that's because he didn't make the extra, he didn't designate it. He did designate it as one seller, and if increased in value, ballooned by itself to two slum, he'd never designate two slum. As opposed to our case over here, Aval Hadin, Kinus Chumshin, Da'afreshe, Iklamem Mishaper. Over here, he designated all four chemishes. He designated all four chemishes, and therefore, maybe he, because he's the one that designated, he can combine them and bring a new Asham. That is the Shaila. The Shaila is really, the Mur is the Shaila on both sides, whether the old Mishaper is b'shvach hekdesh or not, and the Mura actually leaves it unresolved. The Mura doesn't even attempt to answer the shayla. The Mura now just gets into the shayla of b'mischaper for shvach hekdesh. But again, one key point in that case that they discuss is the reason why I was saying it's money, separate money, is because the second you mail, let's say in it's the same thing with the animal. You mail in it, it becomes chulin. If it becomes chulin, you can't be mailing it again. The case would be mail four times, and let's say four chemishes. But it has to be a case where you obviously re-sanctified it or sanctified new money or new animal in its place, because otherwise you wouldn't get to four different milas, because once you misappropriate hegdish, it does become chulin, and therefore you wouldn't have mila a second time. Okay. Divaylu, the Mur now explains. We had a shayla. Adam is chaper shvach hegdish, like a person is chaper in the shvach of hegdish or not. If hegdish value went up, a monetary value increased of hegdish, could he utilize it to his benefit or not? Tashema, that's being arrived from our Mishnah. Hamafishne slime, our Mishnah, that was the whole case. He bought with two slime, he set aside two slime for an asham. V'lakapamishne elam lasham, and he bought with it two elam, which is really, he's supposed to buy one ayah for that Hashem. And we said, if one of them is lemaisa worth, and like Hirsch asked before, is worth based on the market value, it's worth two slime now. So the presumption is it went up in value. He bought it at one sella, that was the market value then, and now it's worth two slime. So he said, the halacha is yikav Hashem, he gives for Hashem. Now the second one becomes extra, and you let it get a mum, vimkav yavim yipudam nadava. You let it get a mum, use the money for ayilasi, because it's mamish extra, you can't bring Hashem as nadava, so it's extra. You let it get a mum, use the money as ayilah, which could yes come as nadava. Fine. The point is, how did it go up in value? You bought with your two sellers, you bought two aisles, which means each aisle is only worth one seller. And now it's worth two slum. What happened? My love does oven by arba aisle, v'shevach v'shevitamne. He bought for four zuz, one seller, he bought an aisle. It went up in value, which means in Hektish's possession. I mean, it was already was Muktish. It won't have value, and now it's worth 8. Shmamina, Adam Schapish Shvach Hektish, according to Gutteraya, that a person can get a kapara with Shvach that increased in Hektish. If that increased in Hektish, Mara says, Loi! Hachamayaskina, and this guy got a deal. To Ezel Roy Gabe, it was worth 8 Zuz, 2 sellers the whole time. He found a seller that gave him a half price off sale, so he bought it for 1 seller, but it always was worth 2 salam, exactly. Had it been worth originally 1 and went up after you made it hektish, perhaps you couldn't use that because maybe you cannot be mischabesh fach hektish. Perhaps. So the Gemara is deflecting. The Gemara is deflecting the right. Zakti Gemara nacharaya tashema lakach ayal v'sela. If a person buys an ayal for a sela, he buys an ayal for a sela, 1 sela who pitma v'midashayim, he fattened it up and raised it to be worth 2 salam. Kasher, it's kasher. He bought it for an asham, it already was an asham, and then it became worth 2. It's a clear right, he could use something which went up its value, went up in hekdesh, he could use it, even though it's mischap shvach hekdesh. The obvious answer is there, very good. What's the answer? He fattened it up. Loi, don't be miraya. Pit meshaini, when he fattens up, it's different. He spent 8 zuz. He spent 4 zuz buying it. He spent 4 more zuz fattening it up. He spent the full amount of money. That's not a good raya. Tashema, that very same price has a sefer. Lakach ayal b'sela, if he went and bought an ayal for a sela, v'arei b'shtayim, and that's worth 2 kosher. Now this case is on the heels of the prior case. So over here, it says, clearly, without saying anything about pitim, about fattening up, it says, he bought an ayal for a sela, it's worth 2, he's allowed to use it. Sounds like it went up by itself, he's still allowed to use it. It's a raya, you're allowed to be mischaper, shvach egdish. Says the Gemara, no, hachanami kishpitim, we're talking about where he fattened it up. Yach and Eresha. If he fattened it up, you're repeating the same case that you just had a moment ago. What's the chilik? Answers the Gemara, this big chilik here. Reisha dezovim ba'arba, va'ashpeche ba'arba achwina, dechosle tamne. The Reisha, like we said, he bought it for 4 zuz, 1 sela. He used another sela to fatten up, to make it worth. He spent the sela making worth a second sela. So therefore, he spent a full 8 zuzim, a full 2 selas, and therefore it's good. Save for the chindish is, dezovle ayal ba'arbi, bought an ayal for 4. Again, 1 sela, 4 zuz, he bought the ayal, which is half price that he's supposed to be spending. Va'ashpeche betlasa, he used 3 zuz, 3/4 of a sela, to fatten it up, v'shavei tamne, and he got, by using an investment of 3 zuz, he got it to be worth 8 zuz, by 3 plus the 4, which is 7, he invested 7 altogether, and that's worth 8. So, the chiddush is, that still works. Yachim a second. It works, but you know what the sefer says? Yisham selam abesai. The sefer of that same brisa says, it works, but he still has to your point from earlier, Hirsch, he still has to top it up. He still has to top it up. Right? And but the lush of the price is Yisham Selim basically. He has to top it up with a sela. A sela is 4 zuz. He's already spent 7 zuz. He only has to top it up with 1 zuz. He already has 1.75 selas here. Amai hachasle shiva. He already spent 7. Mer says, you're right. Mai Yisham sela. Tashim the sela. Doesn't mean you should mashlim an additional sela. It means you should be mashlim the sela. Fill up the second sela by adding 1 zuz. That is enough. Okay. V'sfirilei de'enad mischaper b'shvach hekdesh. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If you hold a person came mischaper b'shvach hekdesh, ki yav tashlam de'sela ma'yavi, ayal ben she'eslam b'inim leka. Bomb question. What does it help for you to top it off with a sela? The value of the animal is only worth 8. You put in 7. Great. It's worth 8 because the value went up. The value of hekdesh went up. If I can't get a kapara with the value of hekdesh, what does it help that I add another sela, I add another zuz, I top it off, my karbim was only worth 7. Bishlam, if you include its actual value and that which it appreciated under hektish, very good, it's worth 8. But if you only include what I spent on the animal 7, I'm adding another sela, another zuz, sorry, separately, but I didn't put that into the animal, how does that attribute to my 8? The Gemara says, you're right. Lo'aylam kasavar adam mischapesh v'hekdesh. Really, we hold a person can mischaper shvach hekdesh. The Gemara is taking aside. A person can mischaper, I could buy an aisle for 1 zuz, even 1 zuz, certainly for 1 sela. And if it comes with 8 zuz or 2 slum, it's kasher, even if it came up by itself, it became worth that. Because a person can mischaper shvach hekdesh, what people are saying. So why would it have to be mashlam at all, if that's the case? The reason why I top it off is because people are going to think that. They're going to look at it and think a ram that's worth less than 2 slum is kasher for kapara, and that's not true. We don't want people to make a mistake because someone's going to think that hektish, meaning essentially someone's going to make a mistake and think that hektish is shvach, does not count, and still I'm bringing an aisle that's worth 1 sela, and therefore, but my speak, I can use 1 sela. So therefore, we, as a gzera, we make him top it off for the sela. My havela, the Gemara again now asks, even though we just said, that Shvach Hekdesh works, the Gemara asks as a Shaila, Mahavila, what's the Psak? The Gemara is actually asking again in a moment. Mahavila, Tashema, Bishas Afrashi, Yafa Sela, Bishas Kapar, Yafa Sheslam. If at the time we designated it's only worth a Sela, but then it became worth two Slam, Bishas, he's bringing his carbon, Yatza works. Again, a Raya Shvach Hekdesh works. Bishas Afrashi, Yafa Sheslam, Bishas Kapar, Yafa Sela. But what about the other way? That goes against it, says disadvantage, La Yatza. If it's Bishas Afrashi is worth two Slam, and Bishas Kapar, it's worth one Sela, La Yatza, in that case, it's not going to work. Because in that case, obviously, it became worth too little. Even though he designated it was worth two, Bishas Bergen is worth one, that's not good enough. But the flip side is, that he does get the benefit. He gets the downside when it becomes worth less, but he gets the upside when, even though it becomes worth more naturally by Hekdesh, he gets the upside and he's allowed to be Mishaper with it, even though it's Shvach Hekdesh. But Rabbi Lezer asked, this is what we just had a whole discussion about. Rabbi Lezer apparently wasn't there. And he asked the Shaila, Adam Mishaper Shvach Hekdesh Elai, could a person be Mishaper Shvach Hekdesh Na? Amr Bechanan, Kamashan Gadab Zebinenu, how many years did Rabbi Lezer grow up amongst us, Leshama Lacha Zuma, many, and he never heard Lacha from me? It's a long conversation we had. We see Rabbi Bechanan must have issued a psak. Where did Rabbi Bechanan issue a psak about this din? In, he did. Val Hadam, he said over here, Lagabi this Mishnah, Vlad Taida Utmurasa, the child of a Taida, the child, the offspring of a Taida, if a Taida gives birth, or the Tmur of a Taida. Or a person with mafresh taida lost it, brought a replacement. In all three of these cases, you have extra taidas. The vlad of taida is kind of extra, the tumur of taida is extra, and the backup, when you lost it, all of them, if you found the first one then, is extra. The lach is all these extra ones. You still bring as a carbon taida, but ain't tun lechem. The 40 loaves of bread only go for your ikur chiyuv, and the backup doesn't need, the tmura, the vlad, doesn't need the 40 loaves. That is the mishnah over there. The shalcha b'chinim b'shvei d'Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Chinin said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, leishanu el lach kapar, the vlad ain't tun lechem. When we said the vlad doesn't need lechem, is only after, let me say that better, leishanu ela l'acha kapara to vlad enter lechem. Only after did the guy get a kapara, did he bring his taida with lechem, is the vlad not going to need lechem. Avlefnei kapara, if he didn't get a kapara with the mother first, ton lechem, the vlad wouldn't need lechem. Why? Because if he didn't get a kapara with the mother first, this vlad that's coming, if the vlad happens to be being brought first, that's his taida. And he's being yetzis chiv with the vlad, he better bring 40 loaves. How's he being yetzis chiv with the vlad taida? It's Shvach Hekdesh. The Vlad of a Taida is Shvach Hekdesh. Teretz is, Alma Kasavar Adam Mechaper Shvach Hekdesh. It's the Haraya that a person can yes be Mechaper for Shvach Hekdesh. Bayer Belazer. New Shaila, unrelated. The connection over here is that it's another Shaila Belazer asked, and Rabbi Yechanan gave the same surprise that had he not know this. Bayer Belazer, Bal Chaim Nidachim Eilai. A live animal could become Nidche or not, which means if at some point it gets pushed aside from the Mizbech, they can't go on, does that render it like a permanent blemish and it can ever go back on, can ever be kosher on the Mizbech or not? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kama Shanu Gadol Zebeinenu, how many years did he grow up amongst us, V'lei Shama, Halachas many, and he didn't hear this Halacha from me. Mechal Rabbi Yechanan, must be Rabbi Yechanan's memory on this. Mar says in, yes he does. Tam Rabbi Yechanan, Behemish Hashay Shutfim, a behemah that belongs to Shutfin. Hey, this chatzia, one of the partners was makdash his chalik. But right now, it can't become a full kushas guf because the other partner was makdash chalik. So it becomes like this kushas dumim on half the animal. Then the guy was makdash the first half. He bought the second half out. And he was makdash that half as well. Guess what? Kedusha v'ni kreva. It's fully kaddish for whatever, let's say, carbon he wanted it to be. But it can't go on the mizbeach. Why? Because it's kushas dechuyah. Because when the first half became kaddish, it couldn't go on the mizbeach. Vaisa Tmura, it could make a Tmura now that's fully Kaddish, with Tmura Skeitzabai, but the Tmura also can't go on the Mizbech. Whatever status it has, Tmura have the same status, they can't go on the Mizbech. Shmamina Tlas, famous, we have this Tmura a few places, this concept, Shmamina Tlas, Shmamina Balchayim Nidachim, you see, even if the Balchayim could be Dachay, even though it's alive, you think that maybe only once it's Shechted, it can be Dachay. Even when it's alive, it can be Dachay. You also know, learn from here, that a dicha meikar, it's also a bigger kiddush. You would think a carbon that once was fit and became dachay, that can't go back. But if never was fit from inception, it had like a little bit of pagam in the kedusha, maybe that wouldn't be dachay. Once the pagam's gone, it could be good. No, shvamina dachay meikar havi dachay. And lastly, shvamina dicha kedusha's damim madcha. Even if only kedusha's damim, you'd say maybe only something kedusha's guf could be dachay. Kedusha's damim can't be madcha. Kamashma in this case was only kedusha's damim because when you only want half, he can only be makdash the dam, he can't makdash the guf. And even so, even though it's kedusha's damim, still it will be dachay. For the most part, anything which is dachay meikara will usually be only kedusha's damim. If it's dachay meikara, it won't get kedusha's guf. But okay, we see all three of these dinim. By Rabbi Lazar, huzlut klam ba'ilam mahu. What if the klam? We have this halacha that we started off with today in the Mishnah at this the Asham has to be worth two selas. That's the value it has to be worth. What if all the tlam, the lambs in the world, went down in value, that none of them cost two slam? So none of the course of Islam, what's going to be? Could he mi aminan mivcha nedrecha bina vayika? Do we say, focus on the words of the pasuk, from the choice of your kabbarnas you should bring, and you're still bringing the choice. They're all very cheap now, but you're bringing the choice, and therefore it's good enough, even though it's less than two shalom. Aydum a kesef shkalom bina, that's the pasuk we quoted before. Kesef shkalom, you need vleka, you need kesef shkalom no matter what. And if you don't have kesef shkalom, it's not going to be good. Which would mean if you cannot buy any aisle worth two shalom, you will not be able to get a kapara. In such a world, the kapara that Hashem affords won't be achievable. Amar b'yechanan, kama shanim gadanam beis medrash. V'lei shemana lachazu. Rabbi Yechanan said on this one, like an opposite response. We grew up in the beis medrash so many years, and we never heard this halacha. Till now, we're saying how many years was the beis medrash, and you never heard this from us. Now he's saying we're talking this medrash for many years, and we never heard an answer to the shaila. The leiter says, "What do you mean?" From Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rav Shemichai, Rav himself said, "Name Rav Shemichai." But in Malim Nista Teira, not the Teira, Kitzva B'Mechusa Kapara. Why, when a person mechuf to be a kapara at the end of a 7-day Torah process, he's mechusa kapara, has to be a carbon the next day for, let's say, a zav. The Zava, he led this Mitzvah. So why does her not give a fixed price for that? Shem Yizutam. Because of this reason. Maybe the lambs will go down in value. And he won't be able to buy any for whatever that minimum price is, because they're all going to be cheaper than the minimum price. And he won't be able to satisfy the obligation to bring the carbon. And he won't be able to eat kachem. He won't have any takalati kachem. So therefore the Torah did not give a price for Mechusa Kapara. Make an inference from there. It's pretty clear. Rebecca says name Shem Yichai. So where there is a price, such as Asham, Ayla Asham, where there's a price of two slum, that means once you cannot pay that price anymore, once you can't pay the price, you won't be able to get a kapara. You won't get the kapara of Asham. Aim, so the Gemara is not bothered. So Rabbi Yechanan clearly heard a ruling about this topic. Why is he saying we never heard a ruling? Aim alayla madnu alachazu. We never taught this halacha. We learned it, but we never taught it. In fact, the Gemara never taught it for Rabbi Chiyab Rabba, mad tamudu kol tlas and yamin. Every 30 days, he'd go over all of his learning in front of Bechanan. How could it be for Bechanan to have this memra, and which from Rabbi Shimon, which, and Meduik from there is, that you cannot bring an Ashim if you don't have enough money, if the value, I should say, is not enough. How could he have not had that memra in all the times he was learning, if he went over his learning every 30 days? Amelinus, vaksha lachazuman beis medesh. Bechanan said that it was never asked for me this halacha. That's what he meant. Not he never learned it. Not he never taught it. It means it was never asked. No one, for many years, people didn't ask this halacha in the Beis Medrash, even though it's a very relevant shaila. No, people didn't ask it. But again, what's coming out of her is that the Gemara is going to bring a proof to it again. What's coming out is that if the asham value of every kla is worth less than two slam, he'll never be able to be asham. He'll have to achamei v'asher mo in the new world. He'll be able to asham dali. I'm sorry, it's asham vade. But he can't bring it if there's no asham that's worth two slam. Kufa. Why does he not give a price? Bring mechusa kapara. Shami is the tlam. Maybe tlam will go down in value. Vein lev takana lechav kachim. He won't have takana ti kachim because it'll be stuck. Maskla by el meata chatas chelav. He doesn't like kitzva. Chatas chelav shev a kitzva. The kapara I see love b'shu bechis kachim mu. So Rabbi says if the reason why there is no kitzva by mechusa kapara is in order to able to get, achieve a person is able to get for tara purposes. In a case where it's not for tara purposes, like asham, which is not for tara purposes, so a case not for tara purposes, there should be a price. And like this, the person won't be able to get a kapara if there's another price. Like we've saying by asham, says Abaye, say bechatas too. Maska Rav, and Rav says similarly, el me'ata, asham nazir. Let Asher Nazir have a minimum price. It comes for, lavatalu means it comes for nothing. What it means is, it's not relevant to his ability to kachem. The asham is there just as it's an obligation, it's a chayv to bring you into other karbanas of a nazir. But he's able to kachem even before that. So, b'zai, you should have a set price because it's not going to stop being kachem. Ta'amar Rebecha Mishim Shem Nechai, Ein Lech Tavish Shabbat Velatala, El Ashim Nazir Bavad. Rebecha said, Name Shem Nechai, the same author that we're quoting about the price tag, is he said that the asham is a karban that comes to Vatala, meaning it doesn't withhold any, there's nothing that you're missing till you bring that asham, legabe, the eating kachem. So, why is there not? Why don't we have a minimum price there? Kasha, the more leaves are shver, and there's no minimum price, which is interesting. Because just because when there's a minimum price you have to match it, doesn't mean every case where there's no kapara, or there's no tara, should automatically have a minimum price. Okay, so like the Mishnah. Hamafresh, this really just comes in, I'm not even sure why it comes in over here, but I guess in this Masechta, speaking about krisis and chatas, I was speaking about different things in your mafresh, and changes happen. So we bring it here, but there's really a Mishnah. We touched on this idea already in Tmura and other Masechtas. Hamafresh chatas emes. Person who is mafresh his chatas and he dies. So Levin b'nai achra. His son can't bring it after him. His son cannot bring it, not only, first point out, not only can the son not bring it for the father's chiyuv, says Rashi in the first words on the page, he can't bring it for his own chiyuv. The father, of course, has no chiyuv. The father's dead, and his misa was a kapara. The father doesn't have any more chatas purposes of bringing a chatas. The son can't even use it for his own son's chatas. Not only that, much bigger chedesh. One person who designates a chatas for one chet can't use it for a different chet. What if it's the same chet? Nebuch, the guy ate chelev 2 days in a row. And he designated chatas chelev for the first day. Now he wants to use it for whatever reason for the second day. No deal. Once it's set aside for one chet, that's it. It's got to be the carbon is for that specific chet that he designated for. Once he designated for a specific chet, it can't go for anything else. How do we know this din of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara. First of all, for the word, because it says the word carbon multiple times. For the first carbon, we darshan carbon aviv. If a person's own carbon, he could be eighth with, not the carbon of his father. I would say, you know what he can't do? The father set aside a chatas for a chamer dika chait. The son only needs the chatas for a more kal dika chait. Or vice versa. So maybe over there, it doesn't work that the son uses the father's carbon. Aval, yaitse b'carbon, shifrish avim. But maybe the son could, yes, be yaitse for a case of the father's, if it's the same level. By the way, just to point out, what's kala, what's chamura? So Rashi says, kala is anyone which doesn't have Mrs. Bezdin. Doesn't have Mrs. Bezdin. So interesting. Because let's not forget, we're talking about Chiv Karas over here. So we're talking about heavy stuff. But the ones that don't have Mises Bezdin, we call Kala. So for example, Nida, Chelev, those are Chiv Karas, amazing, but they're Chatas B'Shagin, and they don't even amazing, they don't have Mises Bezdin. As opposed to some of the Arayas, right? Some of the, whether it's Chenek, whether it's Sreifa, right? Some of the Chol Shabbos, Skila, those are called Chomer because they have Mises Bezdin. Okay. So it says the Mar, maybe over there it works if he's on the same level as his father. Tam Lemer Karbanai, Karbanai, Yetzivin, Yetzivin, Karbanai, Shalav, he can't, a second time, has Karbanai teach me that he cannot be Yetzivin, his father's carbon at all. Okay. Yachle Yetzivin, Karbanai, Vashifish, he can't be Yetzivin with his father's carbon. With the animal that is designated, even if it's the same level, he cannot be Yetzivin. Fine, why not? Because we find that if a father designated an animal for his Niziris, the son can't shave using the animal of the father either. It was designated for the father's Niziris, the son can't use either. Same idea. Well, you know, we do find Niziris. If the father set aside money to buy Karbanos for Niziris, the son could be Yetzah with the money that his father set aside. Let me say it better. The son perhaps could be Yetzah with the money the father set aside for a Karban Chatas. Even from a kal to chamer, chamer to kal. Why? Because a person can use the money the father set aside for his years that he could use. The karbanas the father already set aside for his own years, they belong to the father, it doesn't work for the son. But money the father set aside for his years, and then the father dies, the son could use that same money for his own years. So just like the son could use the money of the father's years that the father set aside, maybe the son could use the money of the chatas the father set aside for the son's own chatas, says the Gemara. By the way, it's specific when the funds that the father set aside were still susim. Meaning the father didn't say, this is for the chatas, this is for the asham. He didn't say that yet. Had he set aside certain pockets for certain kabbarnas, then the son is already is more connected to the father, the son can't use it. But if it's susim, the son could use it. So, the lev is not shaped for asham. Now when it's before, then he can use it. But back to the question, maybe the son could use the money the father left over for chatas. Tam leimer, therefore the Torah says, a third time karbanai. Karbani who yates and yates become rabbi. If he yates with his carbon, now his carbon is the father's carbon at all, including the father's money set aside for carbon. Yachal le yates afilu b'mayis shifish aviv. So I would think a son can have yates even with the money the father set aside for his chatas. Afilu makal kalim and chamur chamura. Avil yates is that we just explained that that's taka indeed the case. Can't be yates with the money the father set aside. Avil yates with carbon shifish la atzmai. But the last case I would have thought is that a guy who sets aside a carbon for himself. And then he wants to use it for a different chet. Afilu mechamura lekala mechamura. He can switch from chet to chet. Hamlemer karbanal chatasai. Actually, karbanal shem chatai. It's got to be for the sake of that chet. You can't morph the chatas even from one chet that he himself did to another. Yachli it's a karban atzmai. Bebeim shivish atzmai. Afilu lekala mechamura. Okay, so learn for the pasuk that he can't be yetsa even from himself from one chet to another. Kal to kal chamur to chamura. Shem kein nefesh beim al chela vivial adam. Adam vivial chela. Shreile mavle keeper. So I should say, not Shemkin, Shekain. If Hefesh Pemel Achelev, Vivil Adam, Adam Vivil Achelev, Shemir Lemov Lekeeper. In a case where he designated a Behemoth Achelev, and he used it to try to use that Chatas for Dam, and a Mayan Chatas Dam when he brought it. Or he designated for Dam, and a Mayan Chatas Chelev when he brought it. In that case, he did not commit Me'ila, and therefore, he won't get a Kapara for the carbon he brought because he didn't bring the carbon the Chulin, so it doesn't work for what he brought it for. So over there, we say, fine, it doesn't work. Alva Yates of Amay Shefer Shlats by money, Menakala Menakala Chmura Chmura. Either way, it doesn't make a difference what the mix-up is,
Because money that he took out, he's mitzi l'chulin. Shekeinim hifrish la'atzmei mo'ez ala chelev, v'vina adam. If he sets that money for chelev and he used it for blood, adam v'vil chelev, sherei mo v'keeper. In that case, he's over m'ila for switching its usage, but he does get a kapara, because once he's mo, we spoke to that earlier today, it becomes like all his, and it gets a kapara for whatever he uses it for. He uses it for dam, he gets a kapara, he uses it for chelev, gets a kapara. So maybe money, if he wants to switch money designated for chatas chelev, he wants to switch to chatas dam, maybe that does work, because we see money works elsewhere as well. No, once the money is designated for one chatas, you can't switch to another chatas. Over there, the shaila was, if he was mailing it, then it could work for something else. But if he wasn't mailing it, he's not just time switch it, it doesn't work. Why are you stressing? What does it mean he's not mail and therefore they keep it? Why is Mi'ila helping him get a kapara? Since he cannot be mail, so he can't get a kapara, and therefore he can't change the status of the carbon. In the case where by money changes, he is mile. Maybe he could also purposely switch the usage of the carbon. Meaning, a carbon itself is kaddish, he can't switch the usage, his mila won't take it out of hekdish, and therefore he's not able to switch it. But money, which he could take to chulin, and he could switch the status afterwards, so maybe taka, even if he didn't do it maisa mila, he could just switch the status of money, because since he has the power to do aide mila, maybe he could do it without mila. Kamash Malom, we say that no, that if he's mail, he's never aver, he shouldn't do that. He has to be another carbon mila. Fine, it works, but if he's not mail, he cannot switch the designation. He designated this carbon to be a chatas chaylev, and he cannot use it for chatas dam. Now he can't use it for a different chait of chatas chaylev the next day. Even now he said the Mishnah is no good. It's got to be specifically for the chait that he designated for, and that's it, and there's no switching. Zuck the Mishnah. Mavin Hekdesh Kispa, one can use money that he set aside for a kisva. Is a female lamb, he could bring Seira, a female goat, Mehekdesh Seira, for money that was sanctified for a female goat, Kispa, he could bring a female lamb. The point is, when he said, even though we said you can't switch for Chatas Chatas, when you are bringing, you have money designated for a carbon, you could switch, since you're allowed to bring either a Kevis or a Seira, a lamb, or a goat, so you're allowed to switch the money, even though he had a mind to use it for a goat, he could use it for a lamb, and vice versa. Here's the next Chiddush, Mehekdesh Kispa Seba, Usira, Terim Ben Yayana. We know there's a case of a person Mechayev in Eilav Yerid, where he has less money. He's only has to pay, instead of animal, only has to bring birds. So if he set aside money for Kisva Zira, but now he became poor, so he's not Mechayev to bring a Kisva Zira, he's allowed to actually now bring an Eif, Terim Ben Yayana, giving birds in this place, and the extra money will actually be Chulin Mashi, says Vashar Chulin. Extra money will be Chulin. He only brings the money he needs for the carbon, and the rest is Chulin. And Mehekdesh for Terminator, even if he only was Mehekdesh initially for Terminator for birds, but he doesn't have, became poor, poor of the poor, then now he's allowed to bring flour, he cannot use the money for flour, as he has Eifa, and again, the remaining money will be Chulin. Ketzad, the Mishnah just explains the last 2 days, Hifrish the Kisva the Seira, Ha'ani, and he became poor afterwards. So he had set aside money for an animal, and then he became poor, Yavi, if he brings a bird. Ha'ani became even poorer, Yavi, Seir, Seir, he brings to the place Seir, Seifa. Hifrish the Seir, Seir, he says, Seir, Seifa, Vesher, and became rich the other way. Not rich. He got wealthier. He got more, had more net worth. Yav Yav, he gets upgraded from the Asir's Eifa, from the flower to a bird, or birds. Hesher, if he became even more successful. Yavi, Kisva Zira. Now he brings an animal. Hifrish, Kisva Zira, Minestapu. What if a person designated a Kesev, or a Seir, or a lamb, or a goat for his Karbon Alav Yared, and they became a Balmum? And then, Mishnah speaking out, but then he became, Rashi explains, then he became poor. In Ratzi Yavi B'dmeyam Eif, if he wants, he can use the money when he sells these animals, he can bring a bird. He's allowed to use the money for a bird, doesn't have to use the money to buy now a new animal. Hifrish Eif V'nistayev, what if he designated a bird? And then it became Balmum. And the fellow became poorer. Now the halacha is, a bird really is kasher, even as a Balmum to go on the Mizbeach. So we don't mean over here by mum, by bird, we mean mechaser aver. It's missing a limb. Missing a limb makes it not really a mizbeach. Okay, what's the halacha? The halacha is, le'yavi b'dam b'asiyas eifa, he's not allowed to go down to asiyas eifa once he set aside a bird, she'en leif pigeon, because we don't find pigeon by a bird. Birds don't have pigeon. A bird that's a balmum is still kasher. And a bird that lost a limb does not have a din of padiyah. So therefore, or in this case, you're not allowed to go down a madrega to use the money, to redeem it, use the money for flour. Rather, this bird has no pigeon, and therefore you're not going to be able to use this money b'chlal. You have to separate new money. And the new money separates, by the way, he'll only have to bring a serious eifel chayra because he's dalai dalas, no, because he's poor.